special meeting to order and ask that the roll be called.
Okay. Regent Dennison. Regent Dodds.
Present.
Regent Harris. Regent Higdon. Regent Johnson.
Present.
Regent Kennedy.
Present.
Regent Minter.
Present.
Regent Porter.
Present.
Regent Ridley.
Present.
Regent Zelke. We have a quorum.
We do have the chair on the telephone line, we're welcome to participate. Is welcome to participate in any conversations we may have.
The request for the purpose of this meeting is for approval and authorization for the university to join Conference USA. President Rangel, you want to speak on this?
Seek board's authorization of this request. I have forwarded information to you prior to today's meeting that gives you specific information about the value and opportunity before us to become a member on July 1, 2014 of Conference USA. And we are anxious for this opportunity to take place to secure the future of our intercollegiate athletic programs.
Are there any questions or comments?
Is that on the floor for discussion, Mr. Chair?
We need a motion first.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
And that's to also authorize the president to take all actions necessary to
correct
procure this. Okay. Motion and second.
Discussion.
I have a question for President Ransdell and for Mr. Stewart. You've provided a lot of information for us, and certainly makes a compelling case for joining Conference USA. There are some upfront expenditures, but there does seem to be massive potential for return on the other end. So my question is this, by the time that full membership takes place, and I want to make sure for the record that I understand, our membership would begin on what date?
July 1, 2014.
Okay.
15 months.
Okay, excellent. So that's also the beginning of the new fiscal year for academic year and fiscal year 2014-2015.
Right.
And this has the potential to bring a lot more money into athletics, and it seems to me to be an excellent opportunity to move toward a self-supporting model as opposed to a student fee-driven model, which is currently about a third of the budget, if I'm correct, about a third of the budget. Would you be willing to commit today to, at the very least, going forward on July 1st, 2014, to stopping the use of the higher education price index to escalate the amount of the student athletic fee with a view toward phasing that out as Conference USA television revenue comes in and enhances the athletic budget? Because that really serves two purposes. If you stop using the HEPI and then phase out that student fee, that, of course, moves the athletic department toward a self-supporting model at the same time your television revenue is going up. But it also moves that money into the category that it would be available for tuition, for example, because the CPE considers tuition and fees in the amount that we can charge to students. So it would give us the opportunity to shift that money into the budget where it paid for employees, pays to keep the lights on, pays for other things, and moves the athletic department away from a student subsidized model. Would you be willing to commit today to ending the use of HEPI on July 1, 2014?
Well, the answer is no, we cannot commit to that today because we don't know enough of the financial dynamics. One thing, or a few things we do know, there will be probably a three-year phase-in to get full revenue sharing equal to other longstanding members of Conference USA. That has yet to be fully determined. I can be relatively confident in suggesting that the revenue sharing from Conference USA will not equal that which is generated from the student fee. So therefore, to offset would simply, at this point, would mean a reduction in revenues to the athletic department, and that would serve no one because that would require a greater university subsidy, which is not something we want to do either. So I think we're a long way from knowing these financial dynamics specifically. Now, the HEPI factor, that could be a point of discussion. But to move toward a model where we phase out the fees is not a practical solution, because the whole reason for making this move is to have a revenue enhancement to allow us to continue to be competitive with our intercollegiate athletic programs. And to make a move that would simply offset revenues would bring no value addedness to the university. It could free money up to use for other things, granted, but then we would be creating one problem while solving another. So I think it's way premature to have that discussion now, and no, we could not make that commitment today.
I put it out there for us to consider now and for future boards to consider as we think about how to make college more affordable and how to deal with the strains on our own budget where we're not able to do a compensation increase for faculty and staff. Faculty and staff, I think, will support this move, and I think it makes good financial sense. But as long as it doesn't end up being a huge increaser for the athletics budget, as opposed to doing something that allows us to free up money for other aspects of the university, that scenario is a win-win.
I understand.
Okay.
Make sure those that are accountable for balancing budgets have the means to do so.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? If not, I'll call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously.
I would like to take just a moment to introduce Mr. Britton Bernowski, the Commissioner of Conference USA. Britton, if you'll just step forward, please. Britton has been the Commissioner since...
2002.
And is highly respected in intercollegiate athletics. I've had the opportunity to get to know Britton through our service on the BCS President's Oversight Committee for the last few years, and I really want to thank Britton publicly for his professionalism these last few months, our communication, his advice and counsel in helping us get to this point in time. And Britton, I would turn the floor over to you if there's any comments you would like to make to our governing board.
Well, I'll be brief. I guess it's not often that I get a chance to actually interact real time with the governing board, particularly when you're acting on a matter that affects me. we got the vote right. I'm not sure what I would have done. You know, it was a wild kind of April Fool's experience. but I can tell you from the standpoint of the presidents and chancellors of other universities and our universities as a whole, we welcome Western Kentucky to our group. We share a lot of the same values. We appreciate the leadership here. The transformational nature of what's going on here is evident to those of us on the outside, and so something you all should take great pride in. I think the best days for Conference USA are ahead of us, and I think the best days for Western Kentucky are ahead of you. And so we pledge to be good partners. We're not all about the athletics, although it's important to us. We're about operating with integrity and making sure that our academic missions are taken full into account. And funding for athletics is a key element, obviously, for all of us. So we talk about these things from time to time, so please know that's the case. I'm happy to be here. Thank you very much. We look forward to an exciting day today, and if there's anything we can ever do for you, Gary, or any of your folks here, let us know.
Great. Thank you, Commissioner. We appreciate it. And upon dismissal, everyone is welcome to join us at noon in the Harbaugh Club for our public announcement.
Okay. Being no other business to come before the board, since this is a special call meeting, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, please stand.
Thank you, Melissa, very much.